Have a great day.
Thanks.
For you have spoken. Please turn your cameras off again. Please monitor your microphone and have it muted when you are not speaking. Background noise is very distracting for the interpreters and CART and can cut out the microphone so they can't hear what is being said in the meeting. If you do not turn off your microphone, I will turn off your microphone. All hearing people, if you are speaking, the spotlighter will stay on the interpreter and not on you. So you will see the interpreter while you are speaking. When the deaf and deaf-blind participants are speaking, there will be a delay as I will be spotlighting them. Please be patient as there is a delay when spotlighting. And for deafblind participants to get acclimated to where the screen is and start speaking through ASL. Just a reminder that you can raise your hand or turn on your screen if you have a comment. I will be watching for that, and I will be letting Hannah know there are individuals who would like to speak so that she knows. Hannah will be running the meeting. And I believe that is it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Clark. That was fabulous. And now I know that it's a roll call first. Is Chris Lassen available, or I'm not sure who will be doing the roll call. I do not have the list myself.
Yes, I am available. Oh,
Chris, you're on mute.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Chris Lassen.
Okay. Yes, so I will read the roll call of members. If you are here, please indicate by responding. First, Lisa Flaherty Vaughn, representing the Deafblind Association of Connecticut. Okay, I don't hear Lisa replying. Eric Krengel, Capital Region Mental Health Center.
He had said he couldn't come.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. Sandra Miles, Department of Developmental Services, Southbury Training School.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Did you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we heard you. Thank you.
Okay.
Karen Olson, New England Consortium on Deaf Blindness. Wayne Seidel, Department of Developmental Services.
Hello, good morning.
Jesse Stanley, American School for the Deaf.
Yes, here, I'm here, good morning.
Okay. Hannah Tyler, Chair.
Yes, I am here.
Got it. Kathy Morgan, Guardian. Tara Brown Ogilvy, Helen Keller National Center.
Here.
Okay. Elise Arsenault from Oak Hill School. Okay. Barbara Clunan, parent representative? Okay. Emily Morganti, representing the Southbury Training School Foundation. Al Sylvester, Advisory Board for Persons Who Are Blind or Visually Impaired. Are there any other members, voting members, whose names I have not called? Okay, the non-voting members: Heidi Hiner, ADS Bureau of Rehab Services.
Chris, Heidi will be arriving late.
Okay, thank you. Marjorie Santos, ADS Adult Services Program.
Yeah, Margie's here.
Okay. Christopher Lassen, that would be me, I'm here. Mary Johns, ADS Children's Services. And Crystal Kelly, ADS Besby Voc Rehabilitation.
I'm here.
Great. Alvin Chegg, ADS BRS.
Morning, I'm here.
Great. Andrew Norton, ADS Legislative Liaison.
I'm here.
Okay. Zachary Moore, ADS Besby, is usually recording minutes. Zach is not with us today. Alan Gunsberg, member of the public.
I'm here.
Okay, Alan. Sue Pedersen, Communication Advocacy Network.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And Cherie Hembry, Communication Advocacy Network. Are there others present who are voting members or non-voting members or members of the public?
Hi, good morning. Hi. Yes, my name is Sherry Burns.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty with the monitor. Yes, my name is Sherry Burns, B-Y-R-E-N-E-S. I am the new DBAC president for 2022 to 2024. I am replacing Lisa Flaherty Vaughn.
Okay.
Barbara Clunan.
So Barbara's a voting member. Thank you.
Yes, I had trouble unmuting myself.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Barbara.
I'm here.
All right. Okay, so...
I'm so sorry to interrupt that earlier.
I'm sorry, there was two of us speaking.
Sorry about that. Cheryl Sepulak, interim director at Besby. Chris, I just wanted to let you know I was on.
Oh, yes. So this would be a very good time to note that Cheryl has joined ADS as the Besby director just in the last couple of weeks. And Cheryl, would you like to say a few words?
Sure, Chris. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I won't take much time. I just want to say hello. I am pleased to be here as the interim director at Besby and attending this morning to listen and learn about the work that you do.
Recording in progress. Your meeting is being recorded.
So thank you, Chris.
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Okay, great. Thank you for that roll call. And now we will go over old business. We will begin with approval of minutes from October 26th, 2021. I want to welcome everyone for attending, and let's take a couple of minutes to review, and then we will make a motion to adopt the minutes. Hannah Tyler here, Chair. Are there any comments, changes that should be made before anyone speaks up? I noticed one, I'm not quite sure if it's the second page or third page. There is just a small error in my last name. It should be Tyler. T-Y-L-E-R, and it was spelled Taylor, T-A-Y, which is incorrect. And it was after there's a paragraph where Miss Flaherty Vaughn speaks of the retreat, and then it said Chairwoman Taylor. So that's just a minor correction. Are there any other? Please speak up now.
This is Jesse. Just a second. Let me see. Hold on. The lights went out. The lights went out. Just a second. Sorry about that. The lights here are on a timer. Anyway, this is Jesse here. I read through the minutes. I'm not sure which page it is, but when we were discussing about the retreat, I believe it starts. Okay, it says in the camping paragraph, it says we're going to have a training March 13th and 14th. That's an incorrect month. It is actually going to be August 13th and 14th. The second correction, I'm not sure if I mentioned it at the last meeting, that the retreat will be actually held under a different organization, DBSN. It's a recent nonprofit, and that's who we'll be hosting. Thank you.
Hey, Hannah Tyler, Chair here. Any other corrections?
This is Sherry.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Hold on one second.
Interrupt. I just wanted to say, yes, I am the new president, and I have been since November 13th, 2021, from our recent election. And I know that Lisa is the chairperson, representative. She has withdrawn, and so we have had to put things on hold because we're not sure what is going to happen. She and Jesse will be deciding the DBSN. So we will be having a meeting in March, and at that point, at that time, Jesse and Lisa will let us know who the representative will be. We have no idea, so we're waiting to hear from Lisa and Jesse what happened with the change from November of 2019 to 2021. So I will be speaking with Jesse and Lisa at the DBAC meeting, and we'll give you an update after that.
Okay, this is Hannah Tyler, Chair. If there are no more questions or corrections, I'd like someone to make a motion to adopt the minutes of October 26, 2021.
This is Jesse, I make that motion.
And a second.
I can second it. This is Sandy Miles.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sandy. We can move on. It is approved.
Well, we should take a vote, Hannah.
I'm sorry. Getting ahead of myself. Okay, we will all vote. I would say all in favor. Unless you are not in favor, please let us know. All right, no one is not in favor, so we can approve the minute. Move forward. Now we will go into an update on Deafblind Technology Program. I believe that will be Mr. Chris Lassen. Give us an update.
Sure. Thank you, Hannah. We just received our latest update on the Access Through Technology Program. This is the fourth year of the permanent program funded by the Federal Communications Commission. For the second quarter, October 1 through December 31 of last year, 2021, just a reminder that the total allocation for the year is $117,156. During the preceding quarter, services were provided to 8 consumers. 2 new devices were purchased, 3 accessory items, and 1 upgraded device were delivered to consumers. The total spent in that quarter was $22,866.98. Of that amount, just about $10,100 was spent on equipment and upgrades and replacement of stock in inventory. $7,600 on assessments, and a little over $4,700 in administrative costs were incurred. Again, for that total of $22,866.98. Muriel Aparo and Arlene Lugo report that there's a total of 12 applicants receiving services, with two of those consumers new this past quarter to the program. Michelle Clark is one of the contracted trainers, and Michelle is training one of the consumers on a new Braille Focus 40 provided by the ATT program. And another consumer is about to receive a Braille Note Touch very soon, and will be beginning training on that. That's the complete report from Access Through Technology. Are there any questions? Apparently okay. Not. Hannah, do you want to move on to new business?
Yes. Thank you, Chris Lassen. We can move on to new business for the year 2022 second quarter expenditures. I would like a report on that, please.
Okay. Again, Chris Lassen, I'm happy to give the report on expenditures. So this will be a summary report, sort of year to date, although I can certainly answer questions on what expenditures were processed during the past 3 months. The committee has four individual consumers who are being served by contracted providers hired by family members or guardians. First, our client SD, for whom services are provided by United Cerebral Palsy of Eastern Connecticut. The expenditures to date this year are $1,613.48. And that represents only 4 months of received invoices. So in other words, during this quarter immediately past, we did receive a $295.43 invoice for services in October, but we have not yet received invoices from UCP for services in November or December. So if you were to project expenditures based on what's been invoiced in the first 4 months of the 12-month period, the annualized expenditures would be a little over $4,800, because $1,613 through the first 4 months. For our client AJ, who is receives the allocation was for $9,987. We have not received any invoices yet for this current fiscal year. For our client JS, alas, I have sad news to report. JS passed away at the very beginning of this this quarter, and the result is that only a little over $1,900 were expended out of the $5,200 grant for services just in the first several months. It was somewhat unexpected and sad news. Our fourth client receiving services provided through an individual grant of this sort, JR. The year-to-date expenditures for JR through 6 months, so we did get invoices all the way through December, totaling $3,522. JR is the client referenced in the ATT report that I just gave, who is going to be receiving through the assistance of Access Through Technology a Braille Note Touch Plus. It's a very expensive device that we're extremely thrilled. Will enable JR to communicate more easily to those around him, with those around him. I beg your pardon. So those are the first part of the financial report. The second part, I would like to report on the grant of $38,354 to the Oak Hill School or Connecticut Institute for the Blind to serve 30-some clients in Oak Hill group homes. We have not received any invoices to date or any indication that any services have been provided. I'll go on to our third part of the report, the report from the Communication Advocacy Network, which received a grant of roughly $140,000. Through the first 6 months of the fiscal year, the total invoices received, and we have received invoices every single month, is $44,300. And as I say, that represents a monthly invoice, a low of $6,300, a high of $7,900. It's been quite remarkably consistent throughout that this first 6 months. Finally, the fourth part of the report, dealing with individual purchases, such as sign language interpretation, spotlighting, ASL interpreting, assistive technology training, transportation reimbursement to vendors serving clients, and Braille instruction. The total to date for the first 6 months is $16,129.47. And that is the large portion of that, nearly half, somewhat over $7,000 is for sign language interpretation. Another $800 is for spotlighting services and ASL interpreting, with $2,400 more being for training and technology assistance services. And Braille instruction accounts for about $4,500.